This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. For those of you still looking for someone to celebrate with on Valentine's Day, you are not alone. Right now, millions of people are also looking for love in a very specific place, online dating sites. And they're willing to spend serious money to find romance. The average online dater dishes out about $240 a year for access to sites like eHarmony and Match.com. But are they getting their money's worth? Dan Slater is the author of Love in the Time of Algorithms. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Barbara. How you doing?
Oh, just great. And Kate Bergstrom is with us. She's the author of the blog Dates with Kate, all about her attempts at finding love online in Seattle. Kate, hello.
Hello, hello.
I'd like to start with you, Dan. Online dating, some charge a subscription fee and some don't charge anything. So why pay for something you can get for free?
There's something called the velvet rope theory. If you go to a really fancy restaurant or a club, the idea is that it's more, you know, exclusive and the people that you get access to are of a higher caliber. So the Match.coms of the world will say, look, yes, you pay $20 a month, maybe $40 a month to belong to the site, but we have better daters. We have folks who are more serious about it.
Well, Kate, is that your experience? Have you noticed a difference between the free and the subscription sites?
Absolutely. I think that if you have to put a little bit of effort into getting onto the site, I think they're going to take it a little bit more seriously. Not always, but it helps a little bit.
Kate, you've mostly used Match.com for your online dating,
yes. But
you thought about trying the more expensive counterpart, eHarmony. What happened?
I started to fill out their personality profile, and it was incredibly extensive. But I don't know that I was willing to work that hard. I'm willing to work, obviously, a little bit, but...
Don't you want a guy who will work that hard for you, though?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Barbara, I met a lot of people who are on eHarmony, and the thing that I heard over and over again was that if you are the kind of person who is patient enough to fill out 450 questions, there's a chance that you may be compatible with another person who's also patient enough to fill out that many questions.
Yes.
Well, one of the big line items in the online dating profile is, of course, occupation and salary range. Dan, how big a factor is the listed salary in people's decision-making process? And how much lying is going on?
The studies that have been done show that the actual amount of lying in online dating is not as big as you'd think. So men will tend to exaggerate their height by a couple inches. The women will tend to shave 5 or 10 pounds off their weight. As far as is money important, is your job important, it's really a person-to-person thing. There are so many people who are doing online dating right now that you'll find as big a mix within the online dating sphere as you will the offline dating sphere.
Well, Kate, how important is salary when you look at a guy's profile online?
It's not important to me. The only way that I use it is I want to find someone that is generally in my same kind of economic bracket.
Kate, have you found that you're lied to a lot by the men when it comes to salary?
Yes. I don't think that people are generally outright lying, but I think that they are exaggerating the truth. And I think everybody knows that everybody's doing that in a way. So it's...
You expect it.
Yes.
Well, Kate, how much have you spent over the years on online dating?
Oh, boy. If that only I had invested that money, look where I'd be. I've been doing it for 4.5 years or so. I'm not currently doing it. But I would say it's probably over $1,000 because how I think some of these sites hook you is like for Match, I think it's, you know, like $30, $35 a month. But they give you a deal if you buy 6 months. But I was trying to be optimistic, so I would just buy the 1 month at a time, which is, of course, more expensive. And then I just kept buying 1 month at a time. So, but I would totally say it's worth it.
Really? So what have you gotten for your $1,000+?
If nothing else, online dating gives you a kind of confidence. It used to scare me to death to walk into a bar or a restaurant and meet a guy and try and strike up a conversation. And now it ain't nothing but a thing. Like I can totally do that without being nervous at all.
So Valentine's Day is coming up. Is that a day to avoid online matchmaking or a good time to look?
Well, the problem with Valentine's Day is that it puts so much pressure on people to have a,
yes,
you know, a special experience.
I could see why people would want to join on around Valentine's Day, but I think you're going to get a lot of amateurs maybe, or people that are maybe going to be around for a little bit and then realize they're no longer interested any longer.
Dan Slater is the author of Love in the Time of Algorithms, and you can find Kate Bergstrom's blog at dateswithkate.com. It was great talking with you both. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you'd like to have some fun, we have a history of online dating for you to click through. You can take a ride in the Wayback Machine for Singles at marketplace.org.